Blackstone Audio presents The Shelter Cycle by Peter Rock. This book is read by Amy Rubinate. For L. When I was out by myself in the mountains, I liked to think he was somewhere in the trees. I hiked up the canyons, over the ridge, and under the pines and aspens, to a place where an old cabin had been. It was only a stone chimney and foundation, all broken down. I tore out long grass for a bed, then stepped through the doorway, a gap in the stones with no walls on either side. I could hear dogs barking far away when I closed my eyes. I heard the stream nearby, the wind in the leaves above. And I heard my name. Francine. Francine. He stood in the doorway, wearing his dark blue Cub Scout shirt, the patches on his pocket, and his jeans with holes in the knees. Colville Young. He pretended to knock on the door, then stepped inside and stretched out next to me on the bed of grass. We were 10 years old, 11. He was shorter, and his arms were too long for his body, and his hair was almost white, even lighter than mine. High above, the aspen's leaves slapped, the blue sky bright between them. I listened to Colville's breathing, trying to match mine to it. My shoulder felt his shoulder, even though we didn't touch. I turned my head, his ear so close to my mouth. When I moved my fingers down along my side, they touched his, and we both pulled away. Eyes closed, we listened to the stream, its liquid sounds the voices of undines, the nature spirits who served water. I imagined all the elementals looking down at the two of us.